Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful meditation, but even more special is that special transmission that you let us in, and it certainly was uplifting to realize that we could communicate at that level and that light, that distance, and affect a lot of people. So thank you for that very much. Now, for a short review of our last session. Metatron, of course, led us off and talking about the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template. He explained that the second iteration has a dimensional sequence. Every year since 2016, we have been working with the first iteration, which was mainly concerned with the fifth dimensional frequency range. Metatron said that every year we were able to take in more of the first iteration, although very basic. It was an important integration that had to take place over the three-year time period. He said that this doesn't mean a whole lot to us right now, but in the coming 3 years, we will come to see how valuable it is to be able to negotiate three different dimensional time sequences and three different dimensional states of consciousness at will. Now, we are called upon, of course, to take our time, as Metatron said. This is not a sprint. It's more of a marathon. So he said that our teachers of light will take their time to make sure that we integrate all of the new energetics properly. Through their guidance, this will ensure that we can utilize all dimensional sequences and that they are working simultaneously. He also said that these are vast states of consciousness that we are called upon to integrate. The energetics of the life templates alter our consciousness as well as our ascension path. They alter our physicality and our physical body so that we can begin to fully integrate the fifth dimensional light body that we have worked with for many years now. Eventually, that light body can merge into the physical body so that we become pure light in form. When we have a fully activated light body, we begin to operate completely as one of the beautiful members of the crucible who walk the earth with Master Yeshua. Metatron mentioned that after the crucifixion, Yeshua had to fully integrate a light body and manifest it into his physicality. He said that this is where we are going with ease and gentleness. The body's transition into a light body can be achieved with ease in ways that are not disturbing in any way to any level of us. Now, the six-dimensional light template is invaluable in healing our mental emotional body. It changes the neurology of our body, and most importantly, it stimulates the neurology of our body so that the movement of the kundalini energy begins with ease. The body is not disturbed, but it can energetically absorb the kundalini energies in gentleness and wholeness. Next, then, he turned the program over to Anratha, who discussed the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template. He said that he was delighted that we had the opportunity as a group in our crucible to visit the Temple of Transparency. What an event. He told us that this would be invaluable to us in the coming times. He asked us not to try to visit this temple without the guidance of the Syrian Archangelics, for we would not be admitted. The Temple of Transparency has many opportunities for transformation and ascension. He said that from time to time, the Syrian angelics would come and take us to the temple in our sleep state. Now, Anritha discussed how the second iteration of the sixth dimensional light template will immediately begin to affect our mental, emotional body and the healing and the merging of that body into one unit. He said that when we were about to integrate the first level of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates, we would see their great effect on the genetics of the physical body. The electrical magnetics that are in play in the second iteration affect the electromagnetic field of our body and the electromagnetics of the mental-emotional body. As we know, our emotions are magnetic, but our thoughts are electric. Now, Anritha spoke of the beauty of the second iteration of the sixth-dimensional light template and how all is visible and transparent. He could see events that what they were, so, you know, therefore there was no emotional reaction. We just see it as if we are viewing it on our television screens. We see happiness exactly and energetically accurately. He also told us that our thoughts take on electrical charge instantly from the second iteration of the six-dimensional light templates to eliminate negative thoughts. We can release these events immediately so they do not affect our emotions and patterns. This is such an upgrade, and he asked that we keep track of it and recognize it. Now, Anritha also pointed out that the Temple of Transparency was the key to absorbing this second iteration, as well as the seventh dimensional light temple. He said that this would change our lives if we would allow the transparency to integrate very gently. He mentioned that when the two templates were put in the time locks eons and eons ago at the Course of the Fall, it was the most devastating event that happened to the earth and to humanity. The fragmentation within that created body, the mental-emotional body, of course, that was just devastating. He asked us to look and see how far we have come. Look what we are beginning to do to the earth and humanity by very gently integrating these massive templates. And there is more to come. And he also suggested, though, that we keep a journal and that we write often in that journal. He wanted us to notice what we are able to manifest. He said to notice how your mental-emotional body is changing. Notice how transparent the energetics are within the relationships. Especially notice the relationship within ourselves and what we know about ourselves. Now, he cautioned us that this is not about judgment or guilt. If used properly, these second iterations of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates will be so effective and so easy that we will be amazed. It is nothing like anything we've experienced in this body in this particular lifetime. And then finally, Anritha led us in a meditation to receive more of the energetic influence of the Temple of Transparency. So, what an evening. So, now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Lord Metatron.